Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Fan in New York, Chris Moore here on this Friday night into Saturday morning. Hope everything's going well with you. Let's turn our attention to football, shall we? Always good to talk to Andrew Bryant and find out what the heck's going on in the world of football. And, of course, there's plenty going on. We've got, you know what I want to ask you first off, Andrew, and it's good to talk to you again. What's the reaction around your contacts to the Astros and the football world in general, whether it's player, coach, front office person? Is there a lesson to be learned here? Is it a one-off thing? What sense are you getting about the reaction and the mixed reaction among baseball players and thinking, could that ever happen in football?
Yeah, Chris, it's been something I've been talking about, teaching about, talking, writing about at Sports Illustrated, where I just think it's a real, comes down to a fundamental question, I think, in sports. Forget any sport. Where's the line? Where is the line of competitive edge versus cheating? And what's so interesting about baseball, which is not a sport I delve into like I do football, of course, is you have sign stealing that's allowed, that's okay if it's manual. But when it gets to electric and the banging of the drum, then that's not okay. And these sort of these unwritten codes in baseball that you're allowed to sort of brush back a guy, but if you hit him in the head, that's different. It's just kind of these ideas of code. And the thing that stands out in the comparison between the two sports to me is the commissioners. I can't even imagine something like this happening under the watch of Roger Goodell and not have player punishments. And I'm still scratching my head why there aren't player punishments in baseball. Commissioner Manfred's talked about the union and grievances and immunity. I mean, Roger Goodell, of course he knows there's going to be grievances. Did he not think Tom Brady would sue? Of course. But it's just a different reaction. They are cowed, baseball is, by the union. And, of course, the NFL doesn't care what the union does.
No, and it's very odd to me the way the whole thing has played out. But I'm most intrigued by, and I imagine you are too, the outspoken nature of players who these days are generally in solidarity. Even when they don't agree, they don't publicly disagree because it's bad for business. And here we've had, you know, coast-to-coast players that were directly affected, players that were not directly affected. It seems to be a groundswell, which I take to be a little bit comforting, that they care so much and that they don't like being cheated, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, what do we always say about Goodell? What do players say about Goodell? That he's overreaching, that he's crossed the line, that he's really jumped to the other side and overreaching over harsh penalty. What are players saying about Commissioner Manfred? He's too soft. He should have punished these guys.
Yeah.
And it's just this. It's so stark, the difference. It's not a good, you know, I tweeted this the other day. The bad news is all this negativity about the Astros and baseball. The good news is we're talking about baseball. And, you know, I guess famous or infamous, if you're talking about it, it makes a difference. But as I'm sure we're going to get to now, football business, my wheelhouse, is kind of now taking center stage away from baseball.
No doubt. And we are going to get to that. And you're right. Apathy is the one thing you want to get rid of. And when you have situations like this, the apathy goes away. People have opinions. They want to express them. And obviously guys like you get to write about it. So and the crossover is interesting just because these players did something we don't see very often, and that is went against each other publicly coast to coast. So we'll see how it all plays out. You've got a lot of guys that people are interested in, and I was thinking this before we had you on, Andrew. I was thinking, wow, you know, a week from Sunday is March 1st. We're almost here to a lot of these signings and deals and free agency and making decisions and guaranteed contracts being renewed, et cetera. So it gets here quickly with a short month like February. Rivers, Brady, Breeze, where are we right now with some of the big names in the game as these quarterbacks start to get older now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you mentioned the big story for the 2020 offseason. Before we talk about any individual names, is this is unprecedented and unique, and I've been covering this for a long time, and I've been in the game running the Packers for 10 years. I was an agent before that. I have never, ever, ever seen an offseason with a supply of quarterbacks. Usually you get one, maybe. One year it was Kirk Cousins, one year it was Alex Smith, one year it was an old, beaten down Peyton Manning. But you never get five or six that are productive, winning quarterbacks. So, again, before we talk about specific names, this is unprecedented. I mean, last year we had one. We had Nick Foles. And it's just amazing to me where I say this. I can't believe I'm saying it. We may have more supply than demand.
Wow, yeah.
Which is amazing. Can you imagine someone like a Philip Rivers not finding a starting job, you know, which could happen? So this is crazy.
And a real conundrum, too, for these teams, as you know, having been in that Packer front office, when you get the upper, you know, above 35-year-old who's been paid for a long time, and now he wants to be paid, and he, you know, he doesn't want to take a huge cut, and maybe he doesn't want to take any cut at all, and clearly he's not what he was.
Yeah.
These are tough calls for these teams.
Yeah, you know, again, what do you do with someone like him? What do you do, before we get to Brady and others, what do you do with Marcus Mariota? What do you do with Jameis Winston? These are players that have been at the top of the draft, the top of their profession, and now who knows? You know, now it's all up in the air.
Yeah, and even Ryan Tannehill, you know, looking for new money and obviously coming off a great year, but will the real Ryan Tannehill please stand up? I don't even know, you know, how what kind of confidence they have there. I think you and I talked a year or two ago about Teddy Bridgewater and how he fit in and where he fit in and what was a good price for him. And I wonder what he'll do. I wonder what the demand is for him. You're right. I mean, there's a lot of stories, boy.
Yeah, and the other thing you have to factor with quarterbacks is, you know, the rookies. So if Cincinnati, we know they're going to take a quarterback. Is Miami going to take a quarterback, which sort of puts out of play someone like a Bridgewater that might go to the Dolphins? Is San Diego Chargers going to take a quarterback, which puts out of play Brady, maybe? You know, it's like there are a lot of factors here. A lot of teams have taken young quarterbacks, which puts them out of the market for an older guy. So like I said, in this incredible situation, we may have more supply than demand.
Yeah, and it's fascinating in a lot of ways because fans love this stuff. They eat it up. You know, they can't wait to find out. They can't imagine Brady in another uniform. They want to know what Rivers has left wherever he ends up. And then, of course, you obviously have a salary cap that, you know, that really is a handcuff for a lot of teams. Not only do they have to want the guy, but they got to make it work under the cap so that they can be deep enough, you know, to make things happen. I was always very critical here because Eli Manning took so much of their cap space and he really wasn't that great anymore, and it's a hard thing when somebody that's not a critical player is all of a sudden now taking your cap space and eating it up. So, tough times.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the cap space is, you know, it's not so much what you pay the guy, it's how you manage the rest of your team, and something obviously I did in Green Bay for 10 years, and I just, frankly, I would say to our GM, you know, that you do what you got to do. You know, I'll handle it. So, yeah, we had Brett. We had Aaron Rodgers. We always had players at the top of the level of quarterbacks, but I did not want that to be a handcuff on the team. And, frankly, it's the job of the cap manager to take care of that. And don't let the team get hamstrung because of that. That was always my role.
Yeah. Is it harder now, do you think, or is it because the cap's going up so much, is it pretty much the same as it was?
I think it's easier now.
Because that cap's so big?
No, I think it's because of the rookie pool. Negotiating, rookies could actually make some decent money, and now they really can't, except for the top 10, 15 picks. So think about a roster. You probably have half your team on rookie contracts, you know, years 1 through 4. And, you know, say each one of them is making roughly $1 million cap, that's $30 million for half your team. So if you can't fill out your team for $150 million, the other half of your team, that's your problem. So why I say it's easier, it's because so much is wrapped up with rookie contracts right now.
That's a good point. Andrew Brandt joining us. We're talking about, obviously, the NFL and all that's going on there as we approach the month of March. I guess most eyes are on Brady, huh? I mean, he's the lightning rod for this league.
He is. And, you know, I've written about this. I just talked about this on television. I just think he knows. I think he knows. You and I don't know. But I think he knows where he's going. I don't think this is going to be a surprise to him. Like, again, I don't think on March whatever he's going to start taking tours not knowing what he's going to do. I just think he and his wife know right now. They never going to tell anyone, and we're not going to know. And I just have this sneaking feeling he's not going back.
Wow.
I just do, because I look at the business side. He was underpaid for so many years. Now, I get it. Maybe he wanted that or whatever, but he redid this contract to get out. And you can talk, they can rationalize, yeah, I just wanted to test the market, whatever. But when you do a contract to have it end, I think you want out. And he just looked kind of mad all year, you know, whether it was the offense or the receivers. I just sense that he wants somewhere else. And you got two enticing places to him, I would think, with new stadiums, Vegas and L.A., Chargers. So I don't know. I just have that sense.
It's fun. I mean, it's fun for you because,
yeah.
I mean, a little bit of work obviously involved. But what about Rivers? What about Breeze? What about some of these other guys? What's Mahomes going to get? What else is fascinating out there to you as we come up in a couple of weeks to a lot of these decisions being made?
Well, Breeze is no decision.
Right.
He's the least aggressive free agent in the history of the sport. You know, like the Saints know he's not going anywhere.
Right.
And it's just a matter, is he getting $20, $25, or $30 million? Rivers is intriguing. We hear a lot about Colts because of his former coordinators and Reich. I just think it sounds like they've given up on Brissett, who I thought was pretty good, but, you know, he's not Philip Rivers. But it just seems like there's a lot of noise about Rivers to the Colts. And then, you know, you would, if you put money on it, you'd say that the Titans either sign or franchise Tannehill, and the Bucks either sign or franchise Winston.
Winston, yeah.
Give him another year to evaluate him before they decide on a really big contract. And then you're left with Bridgewater and see what happens with some other places. I think Taysom Hill stays in New Orleans. Then you're sort of running out of options after that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. It is going to be nice to have it shake up a little bit. It's amazing that this group, when you consider that you were with the Packers for all that time and and Favre and Rodgers and all that, and you think about Rodgers, Breeze, Brady, Stafford, Rivers, just so many, Roethlisberger, so many of these guys still here, Eli, until this year.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it, that next wave really hasn't come in close to what we expected in terms of, you know, a 12-year span there where, you know, you get a Russell Wilson, you get Cam Newton for a year, he looks awesome. You know, Flacco looks great for a little while. Matt Ryan looks great for a little while. But nobody to really take the baton here. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you briefly mentioned it. You know, all eyes are going to be on Mahomes. We could spend a whole segment on that contract. I think from a pure business point of view, it probably is better for Mahomes if he waits because he'll get a year closer to free agency and really blow it out of the water. But I think the Chiefs are going to put so much money in front of him that he can't wait. And it'll probably take a deal of, you know, it's going to set all kind of records. But, you know, these are tough decisions for young players because they have 2 years, really 3 years left on that contract. No, 2 years left and a potential franchise tag. So the Chiefs can negotiate fairly aggressively knowing that they have all this time left. So we'll see what happens with that deal.
And what do we make of Goff? Let's close with that, just because he was such a hot commodity. We talk about these guys coming and going a little bit, unlike the players I mentioned earlier that are, you know, over 35 and have established themselves in the league for so long. Where's Goff's status right now among NFL evaluators?
You know, he's always going to be the yin and yang with Carson Wentz. They came in 1-2.
Yep.
I mean, I think Carson's a bigger, stronger, more agile player, but has had the injuries. Goff seems like a fragile guy, but has stayed healthy. But Goff's had some bad games, really bad games.
Yeah.
I like Goff's demeanor. I really do. He reminds me of Aaron. He's got that California cool and doesn't seem to be flustered. You know, I think he's emblematic of that team. You know, that when they're on, they're really on. And sometimes they're just not on. They're off, the Rams. I don't seem to get that team. Super Bowl 1 year, struggling the next. We'll see.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy out there. Well, we look forward to the next couple of weeks because it ought to be eventful. We didn't get into the playoff seedings and the potential of more playoff teams, which we all expected to come along sooner rather than later anyway, but we'll do that another time. Andrew, good conversation. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thanks.
All right, there you go. Andrew Brandt joining us on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.